There was a city council meeting last night.
There was a city council meeting last night. The Northfield City Council had a lot of stuff at the beginning of the meeting. There was an officer swearing in. The Masonic Charities here in town donated some fire suppression equipment to the police and fire department. There was a presentation by the Youth First programs, which is run by the Healthy Community Initiative, but supported financially by the City of Northfield, and sometimes supported staff-wise, too. Like the Mayor's Youth Council, I should clarify.
Sure, sure.
But this includes programs like Youth Bank, the Youth on Boards, the District Youth Council. All of those are included in these programs that they presented on last night. And we'll talk more about those in a little while, or probably in future news stories. The project I want to spend some time talking about is the water treatment plant and the money involved with that. So, listeners will recall in January, the bids came back for the water treatment plant. They were over budget. The city council proceeded to then vote down the initial project and the initial bids. In February, city staff came back with alternative designs, and the council never voted formally to reject those designs, but indicated, which is a fancy way of saying that each councillor did not seem to change their stances during debate,
right,
that they would not change their votes, and those designs were rejected as well. And so now they're looking at the next steps. And the city, as part of the water treatment plant, had gotten $3.9 million in funding from the Army Corps of Engineers. And now the question is, what do we do with that funding? It has to go to a similar water works project, whether that, you know, so they looked at other projects in Northfield. And we really didn't have a lot that qualified for this project except for one thing, and that is a water tower in the northwest area of town. A little bit about this grant. The money has to be a match of 25%. So if the Army Corps of Engineers gives $3.9 million, we have to then give 25% of that as well. So we're working with about $5 million in total, a little under $5 million. So that gives us, right, so there's, it's, the city still has to put some money up, but it's a lot of free money we're still getting for this, from this grant.
Absolutely.
And you have to work with the Army Corps of Engineers. They will approve which certain projects get approved and such. The question was raised last night. Is this money possibly going to get suspended or anything? The city administration felt, and our city attorneys felt, that it was in a pretty secure pot of money at the moment, that it could not be suspended or taken away, that it's already kind of been allocated and spent, if you will, so that we don't have that money in hand, but we feel confident they would have it if we use it this year. If we don't go ahead and start plans, if we don't do these things, that's when the money expires and we would lose out on $3.9 million.
Yeah.
Right. So this water tower, what is it? It is literally right next to the hospital is the best way I can describe it. It is up in the northwest section of town. And there's a few reasons why we need a water tower up there to begin with. One, the water study that had been conducted for Northfield, looking at our overall water infrastructure, all the pipes that go to all the houses, all the water towers, the booster stations, the pumps, all of that had concluded that we are nearing the capacity of our water supply, our water storage systems in Northfield. And that by about 2032, at the kind of the growth we've both planned in Northfield and just kind of generally where we've been growing at, we would need some additional storage of several hundred thousands of gallons of storage. This new water tower would get us 750,000 gallons of new storage, and it would extend the storage capacity of the Northfield water system well into their estimating 2060. That anticipates all the growth that, like, the comprehensive plan accounts for, right, that our strategic plans plan for, that development would account for. So the new water tower is a necessary thing. It was in the city's plan already. It was in our five-year plan to do anyway. It's just getting moved up in this plan now since we have the money to do it. So instead of doing it in, say, 4 years, we're doing it now, right? So that's part of it. The other factor is, as listeners will recall, we are looking at the industrial park up by the hospital as well, something that's people are interested in. The industrial park could be built on our current water, like, plan, right? Part of that is built, that is designed into that 2030, you know, next 5 years of capacity that we have. However, a lot of factories and a lot of larger buildings require a much higher amount of water permanent flow so that they have for their tools that they might use, mm-hmm. right? If they have water heavy tools mm-hmm. or even just their fire suppression equipment, the sprinklers in their building, they need a certain amount of water that can get to the building in a certain amount of time. And building this water tower would certainly help get that development in that area started sooner. And be bigger quicker because mm-hmm. now we can include more things in there. We can only get a little bit in right now based on our current water capacity. So again, this is that's another reason why we've been considering it in there. The last factor that was kind of interestingly raised is that currently the hospital is kind of on an island, right? If you think about mm-hmm. it, it's off away from yeah. the rest of Northfield.
It is.
And actually that puts it out there where if for whatever reason, the one water main running to it broke, there's no backup of water source to the hospital.
That would be bad.
Because it's, again, not really in the city. It's kind of out, right? Yeah. It's getting that Dakota County higher amount of money than it could get in Rice County. So with the water tower right there, it gives a second source of water to the hospital as well. So there's many different benefits. That's why it was in the 5-year plan. Mm-hmm. It's just getting moved up now. The last major point of this is how does this affect people's water rates? So with any water project in Northfield, we talked about yesterday, fund accounting with the school district.
Yeah.
Cities use fund accounting too. So your regular tax bill goes into the general fund, right, which is unrestricted and pays for most of the city services. But your water bill goes specifically to just the water fund mm-hmm. and only funds water-specific projects in Northfield.
Yes.
So on your utility bill, it has all the different breakdowns. That money you spend on water has to go to water-related projects. And then there's garbage or storm sewer, right?
Right.
So this project, this water tower, would be paid for. That 25% the city's matching is paid for via your water bill. It's not paid for via your taxes or anything. The question raised last night was, well, the council in last year raised water rates by 28%. To begin to prepare to pay for the water treatment plant. Because at the time, the previous council had approved the design plans and were getting ready to approve the bids. So they raised water rates to help begin covering the costs mm-hmm. of the water treatment plant. Water rates in Northfield were set to go up for 4 years at 28% per year. So we've already had one of those years of rate increases. The question is, well, if we're not having the water treatment plant now, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
The rate increase has already been in effect for this year. We can't change that. This year's happened. They will re-update the rates every fall with the budget. So they will conduct a study this year to get predictions and come back to the city council with we can keep building up reserves if we ever wanted to build a future water treatment plant. We can lower the rate back to what it was before. We can factor in what the cost of the water tower and the grant would be and make a new rate adjustment there. So your water bills went up this year. There will be some sort of adjustment this fall that the city will be a city council debate about how much they want to adjust based on where is the future of mm-hmm. Northfield going with water projects. So that's the water treatment plant. Probably the idea that people have the most questions about and such. Of course, ending the federal funding does not mean that the project is done for the water treatment plant. It just means now if we wanted to do it, we'd have now $4 million less to do it.
Right.
And I can't imagine if they didn't want to do it before, they're not going to do it now with less money. So, yes.
This feels like the city sort of raising the white flag on the water treatment plant.
That would probably be, yes. This is probably the last time it will come up. In this form, there is probably discussions of, did we want to make a 5-year plan, right? There was a discussion last night of, we could build up a water fund mm-hmm. to help make a bigger down payment so that if we spent 5 years saving, maybe we can make a bigger payment in 5 years on a water treatment plant, right?
Did they talk about what a water treatment plant would cost in 5 years?
Well, no. Yeah. We do not know, and I won't speculate, but in the last year, it's gone up 1% per month mm-hmm. in costs.
Yeah. Okay, so. Well, there it is right there. The water tower, I'm actually glad they're doing it. They've been talking about building a water tower out there for at least 5 years, and mm-hmm. I've been thinking about that in terms of, like, if they put a data center in the Northwest area, mm-hmm. data centers use an astonishing amount of water. Mm-hmm. They're going to need to do that regardless. Yeah. So it's a...
Yes, regardless of if we want an industrial site up there, we will need it for our just general water storage capacity in Northfield.
Yep.
So it's yes, you're right. It is needed. I will also make one last note. Part of your water rate increase is also covering just general maintenance needed on the water system in Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
So of that 28%, it's not half, but it's about like 40% of the rate increase for just not all 4 years, but just for the first year or second year, I believe, is to cover maintenance costs in Northfield of the of pipes, of the water towers, sure. of yeah. all the other infrastructure. Yeah. Of drinking water in Northfield.
All the really unsexy stuff that the city absolutely has to do.
Yes.
Yes.
So that okay. is that. They also had an annexation agreement last night, but that we won't get into that because we don't have the time to.
All right. So. Well, we'll talk to Mayor Erica Zweifel and City Administrator Ben Martig at 8:40 this morning, yes. too, and they'll probably want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. So, cool.